Okay, we're on Kaf Tesh Amud Aleph, the bottom. The Gemara is trying to prove that Rav Acha Bar Yaakov had charata from what he said that Rav Yehuda learned shor de re'iya from shor de achila, and that you're allowed to eat chametz of a goy on Pesach, or for that matter, chametz of hekdish also will be mutter. So the Gemara brought down a brisa, which we haven't really got to that part yet. But the brisa is a machlokes. If you eat chametz of hektish on Pesach, if you're moel or not, in order to be moel, it has to be worth something. If it's not worth anything, then you're not moel. So one mandiomer says you are moel, and one mandiomer says you're not moel. And the Gemara explains different possibilities how to explain this machlokes. Just Agav Tosus asks, how could there be a man who holds that chametz on Pesach is worth nothing, or any Surianoah? You could always burn them and use the afer, and they're worth something, right? Afer mutter. All Surianoah that you have to burn, so you're allowed to use the afer. So chametz on Pesach, at least according to Rabbi Yehuda, and it could be even according to the Rabbanan, because the mitzvah to get rid of it, that the afer could be mutter. So Tosfos says there are two terutzim here, and they're very big difference. Same thing goes to mekadesh a woman with the shuri hanoah. Why should it not be kedushin? She could always burn it and use the afer. So one terutz is an echanami. It's talking with the afer is neshava pruta. And the second terutz is that panim chadoshes be echanami. You could burn it and there be afer, but that's not the same chayfetz. It's a different thing. So you weren't mekadesha with that. Here also, hey, that's not the original hektish. The original hektish is gone, and now there's something new called afer. So that doesn't make the hektish worth money. So that's, those two terutzim are why over here, the fact that you could burn it and make it afer wouldn't make it worth money, and therefore the Gemara has to find other reasons according to the why the mandiomer holds that your moil is moil.
So,
Ravacha, what?
No, what
Hanoah? But you didn't give her this
ani,
thing. What?
If the Isha says to give the money to an Ani,
but you didn't give her this thing. There you gave her the Hanoah. Well, you were not learning Kedushin. Here you didn't give her this thing. You gave her something that was worthless. She made it into something worthwhile. That's her doing. That's not your doing. Okay. Rav Acha bar Rava, Tana Lo, Mosh Maisa Mishmeder of Yosef, the Holy Shem. Rav Acha bar Rava learned this brisa in the name of Yosef in the following way. The Kulei Alma ain't podin sakadoshim lachil lakod. Both the mandiomer who says that you're moel and the mandiomer who says you're not moel hold that you can't be podin kodshim to feed them to dogs. And here, on Pesach, the only thing you could do with the chametz, if you could be podin to feed it to the dogs, then you could be podin to give to a goy. Machlokas is, since after Pesach, the chametz is going to be a mutter, according to Shimon at least. So the fact that you can hold it till after Pesach, and it'll be worth something, is that good enough? Right now it's worth nothing, but it's Dover HaGorim L'mamon. Later on, it could be worth something. The one who says that you're moel kesover dover agorim l'mamon k'mamon dami, something that causes something that will have value, even though it has no value right now, is what's called is considered value, and therefore you're moel. Man diomer lo moel kesover dover agorim l'mamon lab k'mamon dami. Rashi lahash ma'aser the Rav Yosef the kulei alma ain't poldin. Ralibet Rav Shimon who the pliki. They're arguing only according to Rav Shimon. It's going to be who it's also after Pesach too. It's not even a Dover HaGorim L'mamon. The Shori L'Lachra Pesach, Af L'Achilas Yisrael. Even a Jew can eat it after Pesach. B'ho Plike. Man Domer Mo'al Sober Af L'Gav Nahash Lo Chazi Ho L'Kamei Gorim L'mamon Hu K'mamon Domi. So even though right now it's worth nothing, but it's worth something after Pesach. That's called Dover HaGorim L'mamon. It's not exactly Dover HaGorim L'mamon. Because Dover HaGorim L'mamon is where the thing itself has no intrinsic value. But, for instance, you stole the chametz on Pesach, you could give it back to the person you stole it from and say, Harei Shalach Lefanecha. There was no shinui. So it's worth something to you, even though it has no intrinsic value. That's usual Dover HaGadol LaMammon. But the thing itself has no value, but it can be used to generate some value. Here, the Maaseh, the thing after Pesach will have value itself. The thing will be worth something after Pesach. But since it's not worth anything right now, but it's only worth something later, the Gemara considers that Dover HaGadol LaMammon. Okay. So that's how Rav Acha bar Rava learned this machlokas in the name of Rav Yosef. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar. Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Now we're back to Rav Acha bar Yaakov. He learns a different way of learning this machlokas. Everybody holds that Dovra Gorim L'Mamon is Kimamon. And if it would be Mutter after Pesach, everybody would hold you'll be Moel. They're arguing in the machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Man de'omer lo moel, Rabbi Yehuda. The one who says you're not moel holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds what's it called that even after Pesach it's osir. So it's not a dover agorim lamamon. It's completely osir. There's no value. Man de'omer moel, Rabbi Shimon. And the one who holds you are moel holds like Rabbi Shimon. Mele after Pesach it'll be worth something. So even though right now it's not worth anything, it's considered a Dover HaGadol LaMammon. So where it says, V'hor Rav Acha bar Yaakov Huda Omar, Rav Yehuda Yolik Sor Dachila Misor Deria. V'hor, how could Rav Acha bar Yaakov say that the man Yomer who says that you're not Moel holds like Rav Yehuda, and therefore it's not worth anything, because even after Pesach it'll be worthless. But Maaseh is worth something. You could be pulled to it and give it to what's it called a goy. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds that chametz of a goy is mutter b'ana. So the chora, why should Rav Acha bar Yaakov hold that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're not moel when it has a worth? Be pulled it and give it to a goy. Rav Acha bar Yaakov obviously had charata from that which he said that according to Rabbi Yehuda, chametz of a goy is mutter. Rashi. Everybody holds Dover HaGadol LaMammon is Kimamon. And if it would be worth something after Pesach, everybody would hold your moel. The machlokas is it worth something after Pesach or not? Uman de'omer lo moel k'Rabbi Yehuda. De'omer af la'achra Pesach osur b'ano. The chosh came back at Pesach atzmo. It's osur b'ano on Pesach and even after Pesach. Hilgach lav momen ikar. B'li Yisrael o'chosi. It's not worth anything. The lav gorim l'mamon, because it's not gorim l'mamon, shim yifte lo yehenem imenu. Ulanokri lo mishpamen, you can't even sell it to a goy. The ain't pogan sakadoshim lachlin l'klavim. Selling it to a goy is like feeding it to a dog. Can't be pulled at kodshim unless you're going to eat them. Or you're going to have hanoh from them. We'll see later that having hanoh from it is also okay. You could be pulled there to have hanoh. But you can't be pulled at to sell to a goy, or to feed to a dog. So the Naila, what's it called? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not Gorim L'Mammon, and it's worth nothing during Pesach. Man di Omer Mo'al k'Rib Shimon. Di Omer Roy ulach Rab Pesach after Yisrael. Rab Shimon holds even after Pesach, it's fit for a Jew. And therefore, even though it's not worth anything right now, but it's what's it called? Havalei Gorim L'Mammon. Misor Deria, v'shal hek tishak b'Pesach Mutter. The Chorif, if Rav Acha bar Yaakov is still hold. That you learn, Rabbi Yehuda learned, Sor of Achil, from Sor of Re'iyah. Then the Chometz of Hek, this is Musar, Mutar on Pesach. Because Shalchoya Toroah, Avala Toroah Shal Gavoa, Shal Achirim Shal Gavoa. Shalchoya Ta'ochel, but you could eat Chometz of Hek. In fact, besides the Hek problem. The Chachom, Rabbi Yehuda, no more. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you're not Moel. How could that be? It's worth something. You could be pulled to it. And what's it called? And chametz of hektish is not awesome. And therefore, you could what's it called? Be nehenda from it when hektish burns it or whatever. You have some kind of hanor. You could sell it to a goy. Now, if you're not moral, Tosha says, what could you do with it? You could be pulled dead. And what's it called? And sell it to a goy, and you'll be nehenna from it. Since the goy's chametz, he'll burn it, and you'll be Nehenna. And for that, you could be Poder, because you're going to get Hanor. And it's mutter, if you could eat a Goy's Chometz, you should get a Hanor from a Goy's Chometz. So you'll be Poder the Hektish. It wasn't Osir when it was Hektish, but it's Hektish. So it's not worth anything. And you could give a seller to a Goy, and what's it called, be Poder for a Goy, not for the Goy's consumption, for your Hanor. Tosa says, you see from here that you're allowed to hold on to chametz if your intention is to burn it. Because chametz is a nitik lase. It says, what's it called? You can't bagiro b'alimotze, but tashbisu, get rid of it. If you get rid of it, you're makayim an essay. Whenever there's a lav, and then there's an essay to be makayim, if you're over the lav, it picks up the lav. So therefore, if you hold on to chametz, and your intention is to burn it, then you're not going to be over the body ram body mochi if in the end you burn it. So you're allowed to hold on to it, what's it called, and to burn it. If your intention is to burn it. Okay. So that's where we see the Rav Acha bar Yaakov has harata that according to Rav Yehuda, you can eat or have hanoah from chametz of a goy or chametz of hektish. You see over here that even chametz of hektish is osur, and therefore you're not moel, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Ravashi Omar, Ravashi says a different pshat than the machlokas. The kulei alma ain't poda. Everybody holds you can't be poda kodshim to feed to dogs. The dover agor lamom and lav kamamadom. And the fact that it'll be mutter after Pesach is meaningless. It has to be worth something right now. The Hachar B'Plukshin, the Rabbi Yosef Glili, the Rabbanu Kamifkut, the Machlokas, whether you're Moel or not, is dependent on Machlokas, Rabbi Yosef Glili, and the Rabbanan, whether Chometz is Asher Bahano on Pesach. If Chometz is Asher Bahano on Pesach, therefore, Bein Rabbi Yehuda, Bein Rabbi Shimon, the fact that it's going to be Mutter after Pesach is meaningless, because Dobra Gorim Lamaman, Slav Kamaman. The fact that, what's it called, you could be Poda it and feed it to a dog is not Shaya, because you're not allowed to be Poda to feed it to a dog. So what's the machlokas? The machlokas is it mutter b'hano or not? On Pesach. Rabbi Yosef Glili, who holds it's mutter b'hano, so like again, you could be pulled to it that you could have hano from it. You could be pulled to it that you could then take it and use it for fuel. So it's worth something right now on Pesach. And here again, this is where Tosus says, you see, that if you're pulled it, it's going to take a few minutes before you put it under your pot to burn. So you're holding on to it in order to burn it. Still, that's mutter. Because if it wouldn't be mutter, as soon as you're pulled it, it's what's it called? It's you're over by your body mutter. How could you do such a thing? By such, you're allowed to be pulled it, hold on for it for a while, and to burn it. So the Chazon Ish says that's only according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, that chametz is mutter b'hanoah. Then if you hold on to it to burn it, since the Torah said you could be the hand, now you're not over. But according to the Rabban, it's also b'hanoah. There too could be that Tosus wouldn't say his chiddush. The Ran says bechlal, there's no such thing. Masha chometz amanas levaro is usher. You can't hold on to it even for a minute. You're over by the ruin by the mochei. Even if in the end you burn it, it's not a lav hanitik lasei. I, the Gemara is talking in a case where it was already burning, let's say. The gizbar was already burning it. And you were pulled in and got the hanoa at the first second. It directly from the, what's it called? There was no moment that the chametz wasn't burning. And you were nehenna from it as it was burning. Okay. Rashi. Ravashi omer tekuli ama ain't pulled in the dover agor lamar lav kamaman domi. Kolomar tekuli ama lenochri lomis binin le pepesha. Everybody holds you can't sell it to a goy because you can't be pulled there to sell it to a goy. Mishum de la'achra pesach to chazir liyisrael lo mechaydele. The dover agor lamam and lav kamaman. And even according to Reb Shimon, that it's mutter after Pesach won't make a difference because it has to be worth money right now, not after Pesach. V'chach at time it in the ila. So why does the Mandi Omer say you are moel? Mishum de sover lo krabil shaglili. Because he holds a krabil shaglili. The Omer af toks mana mutter banor. Bill Shaglili holds the Chometz of Pesach is mutter banor. Hilka chozi lamifrake ulahasik otachas tafshilo. Even though you can't redeem it to sell to a goy or to feed to a dog, you could redeem it if you're going to be nehenna from it directly. You're going to use it for fuel to what's it called, to heat up your pot. Umandi Omer lo moak rabbanan. The Amri chomitz pesach osher bano. So the one who holds your moel, it has a value. You could be pulled to it and use it as fuel. So it's worth something. If it's worth something, your moel. And the other one holds it to rabbanan, that's osher bano. So what you can do with it? You can't be pulled there to give it to a goy, because you can't be pulled to cause him to sell to a goy. Besides, it's osher bano. Right, you can't have any hanah. And the fact that it's worth something after Pesach, according to Rav Shimon, is meaningless, because Dov Ragorim Lamaman is Lav Kamaman. The Yimishim the Motzil HaShuyi LaHachersman, Rav Shimon, Hashdom Yalav Mamanhu. Okay. That ends this sukkah. Let's go on. Omar Rav. Chomech Bizmano. Okay, let's give a little bit of a hakdama here. Now we're going to be learning about Taruvah's Chomech. Chametz that's mixed with other things of heter. So the halacha by regular taruvas is the following. Something that is mixed together, or not mixed together, but something that gets mixed up, right? Doesn't get completely mixed together, but it gets mixed up. Yavish v'yavish. You have pieces of meat, some are kosher, some are treif, they get mixed up. Min ha-Torah, they're bottle barov. Zachirab mahatos. If you have five pieces that are kosher, four pieces that are treif, you're allowed to eat all of them because you can assume that every one came from the rove. And the rove is five, therefore you can eat all the pieces of meat. Okay, that's the halacha min haTorah. The Rabbana will say, now maybe not like that, but min haTorah, if as long as it's rove, then you can eat them all. That's yavesh b'yavesh. It doesn't make a difference if it's the same min or a different min. It's all what's it called bottle barov. Lach belach means not just liquid, but the more it says like flour, is also called lach, where it mixes completely. Right, so the tam of the isher goes into the heter. So then the halach is like this, that if it's min bemino, then it's machlokis, whether min bemino is bottle ever, or never bottle. If it's min shelo bemino, then it's bottle b'shisha. No Saint Tom. If it gives a tam, then it's not bottle. If it doesn't give a tam, then and the shishim already is there's more than 60, it doesn't give a tam, then it's bottle. Okay, that's by Shari Surin. Okay, now the Gemara is going to speak about chametz. Does chametz follow the same rules or not? Omar Rav, chametz bismano. Bein bemino, bein shelo bemino, osur. Shelo bezmano, bemino osur, shelo bemino mutter. Okay? Rav said that chametz during Pesach, whether it got mixed up with its own min or a different min, and now we're talking lach balach. We're talking where liquids got mixed up where it's no Saint Tom. Or like we said, flour got mixed up with other flour. It's completely a mixture. Okay? Now becomes a new compound. Okay, not just a mixed up thing. It's a mixture. So Rav says, Bismano, whether it's Mino or Shalobimino, it's Osir. We don't know now how much it got mixed up. They get mixed up more than Shishim, less than Shishim. That we don't know. But whatever it is, it's Osir, Bain Bimino, Bain Shalobimino. Shalobismano, Chametz after Pesach, then Bemino is Aser, Shalom Bemino is Mutter. Mara says, Bemaya Skina. How's it talking? Elaim Bemino Sintam. If it's talking with less than Shishim, right? Chometz got mixed in with less than 60 times of Heter. Shalom Bemino, Shalom Bemino Mutter. Hayoyif time. What's it called? Right, if it's less than 60. So it gives a tab, then Shalom Bemino, where it's not Bemino, why is it mutter? Right? Regular Isurim are not mutter unless they're Shishim. And Shalom Bemino. Because it's what's called, it gives a tam. So why is Chametz after Pesach mutter Shalom Bemino less than Shishim? Elo b'mashu. Must be that it's more than Shishim. It got mixed in more than Shishim. That's called a mashu. In other words, any amount. And there's more than Shishim to mean mevatlet, still it's us. But that's why it's mutter l'achers mano min shelo b'mino. Chometz bezmano ben b'mino ben shelo b'mino osir. right? And then Chanish Bismano, whether it's Bemino or Shalom Bemino, even the Masha was Asher. Even if it's more than Shishim, still it's Asher. Why? Rav Latamed. Rav goes according to his Svar. The Rav is Shmuel, the Amri Tarvayu, Kol Yisurin Shabbatora, Bemino Bemasha. Rav and Shmuel hold that Min Bemino is never bottled. Like we said, they learn it, they're all like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda learns from a pasuk that dam, when you mix the dam of the par and the dam of the soyer for Yom Kippur, that they're not bottled. No matter which one is more or less, min b'mino is never bottled. Because there's nothing to min b'mino. They're both the same thing. So therefore, it's not bottled afilu be'elev, min b'mino. Shalom b'mino b'no sintam. If things get mixed up, min shalom b'mino, then it depends, does it give a taste or not? If it's less than shishim, it gives a taste. More than shishim doesn't give a taste. So Rav gozer chametz bismano shalom b'mino. So Rav by chametz, since chametz, Rashi says, is this a koris, and lo b'dili mine, people don't separate from chametz, so they had to be machmer extra by chametz than any other isra, even isra koris. So Rav was gozer chametz bismano, chametz during Pesach, shalom b'mino, which normally is bottled b'shishim, atumino, that min b'mino is never bottled. So he asked her, even though by other isurim, he doesn't make such a gzera, and min shalom b'mino is bottled b'shishim, but on Pesach, afilo min shalom b'mino is not bottled b'mashu. Just like min b'mino. The shalom b'shmano b'mino, asur, Rabbi Yehuda, shalom b'shmano is not chayiv koris. It's only, at most, a lot, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Right, Rabbi Yehuda. So the Mino is Asher like Rabbi Yehuda. It's Asher Afilu B'mashu. The Shalom B'mino Mutter. Right? The Shalom B'zmano, the Shalom B'mino, Atomino, Kulei Hailuk Asrinot. That to be closer, Shalom B'zmano, Shalom B'mino, Atomino, that not. That he wasn't closer. He's only closer, Shalom B'mino, Atumino bispech Pesach itself, but Chayiv Kores and Lopeti Lemine. But after Pesach, it's only allowed. There he wasn't kosher. It's like all other Isurim. All other Isurim, they hold Min Bemino is Afilu B'mashu Lo Bato, and Min Shalom Bemino is Bato B'shishim. So Chametz after Pesach is like all Isurim. Chametz during Pesach is more Chomer, and there he was kosher Min Shalom Bemino Atumin Bemino. Nothing is Bato. Whether it's min b'mino or min shalom b'mino. That's Rav. Shmuel Amar, Chametz b'zmano, Meforish Kula Kamed. Morgs explain this whole thing as we go on. Inema b'no sin tam, shalom b'zmano, shalom b'mino mutter. If you're talking where, what's it called? There's less than shishim, it's no sin tam, then why shalom b'zmano, shalom b'mino, is it mutter? All these surim in the Torah are usher if they're no Saint Tom. They're less than shishim. Bitmiyah, a yoiv taima, gives a taste. It's less than 60. The Rav mitzakomer shalobis manu b'mino usher goli daito to Rabbi Yehuda spherely. And Rav, when he said shalobis manu b'mino is usher, even b'mashu holds a Rabbi Yehuda. The Omer af lachra pesach usher, because it wouldn't be usher after Pesach. It's mutter to eat. What do you worry about tarubis? Shalom b'mino, nomi b'zmano asr. Shalom b'mino is asr b'zmano, even if it's not no sintam, even b'mashu. B'afal gav v'yisil l'rab b'chol yisirin, shalom b'mino b'no sintam. Even though Rav holds by other yisirin in the Torah, if it's shalom b'mino, it's batal b'shishim, but chametz on Pesach is not batal b'shishim, even shalom b'mino. Rav Gozer, Chametz Bismano, hold the Korisu, Shalom B'mino Atomino. Since Chametz is Chayiv Koris, he was Gozer, Shalom B'mino Atomino. Since Mino's not bottled Afilu B'mashu, he was Gozer that Shalom B'mino also should be not bottled Afilu B'mashu. The Apple God, the Chayla V'dam, lo Gozer, Shalom B'mino Atomino, Chayla V'dam are also Chayiv Koris, and he wasn't Gozer. They're bottled B'shishim, Shalom B'mino. Chosim would the bedilimine. Chametz has another chumrah. People don't separate themselves from chametz. They're used to eating it. Av chametz lo bedilimine. Hoel v'och lo kodimos hashama. since you eat chametz the whole year, you don't separate, and therefore it's more reason to make a gzeira by chametz than by other things. So according to Rav, chametz bismano is asur b'mashu. Whether it got mixed b'mino, which normally would be b'mashu, or even shalom b'mino, which normally would be batel b'shishim, it's not batel b'shishim. That's Rav during Pesach. Shalom b'shmano, after Pesach, where it's only a lav, like Rabbi Yehuda, b'mino asur, there he wasn't gozer. There, mino remains asur b'mashu, like all Yisurim, Rabbi Yehuda, d'omer lachra Pesach d'oraisa, hilkachat tarudas asur, since Rabbi Yehuda holds that chametz achar Pesach is asur d'oraisa, it's like all other Yisurim. And min b'mino is in batel afilu b'mashu, but min shalom b'mino is batel b'shishim. And here there was no reason to make a gzeira, since it's only allowed. Shalob amino mutter, to shalob is mano, deino bakoris, shalob amino, atomino lo gozer, ki hechid lo gozer, v'basar b'cholav, v'shar isurim. Like other isurim, even if they're high of koris, he wasn't gozer, so chametz after Pesach, he wasn't gozer either. That's Rav. Shmuel Omar, Shmuel Omar, chametz bismano, b'mino oser, Shalom b'mino mutter. Chametz during Pesach, b'mino is asur b'mashu. Shalom b'mino is batel b'shishim. Just like all Yisurim. Didn't make such a gzeira, like Rav did. Shalom b'zmano, bein b'mino, bein shalom b'mino mutter. And shalom b'zmano doesn't make a difference. If it's mino or not mino, it's batel b'shishim. Chametz b'zmano, b'mino asur, Shmuel tzameh. Right, chametz bismano. If it's mino, it's aser b'mashu. If it's shalom b'mino, it's batel b'shishim. Shmuel goes according to his top. The Rabu Shmuel, the Hamre Tavayu, kol isurin shabitora, the mino asurin b'mashu. Shalom b'mino b'nosin top. Right, shalom b'mino, natu mino lo gosa. And he argues on Rav, and he holds that chametz during Pesach has the same din as all other isurin. B'mino is aser b'mashu. Because they hold like Rabbi Yehuda that min b'mino is not batel afilu be'elef, and shalom b'mino is mutter b'no same time, just like other Yisurim. He didn't make such a gezeira like Rav made. Shalom b'zmano, bein b'mino, bein shalom b'mino mutarin. Doesn't make a difference min or shalom b'mino. It's mutter. We'll see in 1 second, it's mutter and ganve. But sure, it's mutter, even what's it called, b'shishim, reb shimon, because it's mutter anyway. It's only asur mitrabanan of a knas. Therefore, it's batel b'shisha. Even mino is batel b'shisha. Okay, Rashi. Shmuel Omar b'mashu askin. Here again, we're talking by a mashu. She mutter means b'shisha. It's mutter. Shelo b'mino mutter kesharisu. Right? If it's less than shishim. In other words, there's more than shishim of heter, that's called a mashu. Shalom b'mino is mutter, like all other Yisurim. The logos are shmuel, the chomet, shalom b'mino, atomino. Krib shimin, and after Pesach, it's, everything's mutter, b'shishim, even mino. Even though mino normally is also a mashu, by chomet, after Pesach, it's batel b'shishim. Why? The lachar's mano, sorry. Because really, in that Torah, it's mutter. V'afilu b'noshin tam, dami, sorry. Even if it be less than shishim, in other words, it would be mixed in with less than shishim, should be mutter. Later on, the Gemara is going to ask, but Rav Shimon holds asher mishum knas, right? The Gemara is going to answer that the Maisa, they were mekel, since it's only an issur d'rabbanan, they were mekel. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, so now we have two shitas. Rav holds chametz on Pesach, is asur b'mashu, bein b'mino, shalom b'mino, v'achar Pesach, mino is asur b'mashu, shalom b'mino is mutter b'shishim. And he holds like a Yehuda. Shmuel holds, chametz b'Pesach is like all other Yisurim. Mino is asur b'mashu, shalom b'mino is mutter b'shishim. After Pesach, everything's mutter b'shishim. Like, what's it called, like Reb Shimon. Because he holds like Reb Shimon. Then after Pesach, chametz is mutter. It's only asur mishum knas. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, chametz bismano bein b'mino bein shalom b'mino asur b'noshin tam. Rabbi Yochanan holds that doesn't min b'mino is batel, not like Rav and Shmuel. And therefore, chametz on Pesach, bein mino, bein shalom b'mino, is mutter b'shisha. Because he holds by all Yisurim. Whether it's mino or shalom b'mino, it's mutter b'shisha. And he doesn't make a special gezeira on chametz to be asherit with Enamashu. Because anyway, min b'mino is mutter b'shisha. Shalom b'zmano, bein b'mino, bein shalom b'mino, mutter. Shalom b'zmano is mutter, what's it called? Bein b'mino, shalom b'mino, bein she'eno mino, is what's it called? Is mutter, even if it's no sin tam. Because he calls it Shimon, it's mutter altogether. Where it says, chametz b'zmano, bein b'mino, bein shalom b'mino, bein no sin tam, you need shishim. But during Pesach, but shishim helps, even for min b'mino. Rabbi Yochanan Tameh, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Tamri Tavayu, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, argue on Rav and Shmuel. And they hold Kol Yisurin Shabbatorah, Bein B'minon, Bein Shalom B'minon, B'no Sintam. That there's no such thing as Min B'mino is not bottle. Min B'mino is also bottle B'shishim. Shalom B'zmano, Bein B'mino, Bein Shalom B'mino Mutar. Kereb Shimon. And Shalom B'zmano, it doesn't make a difference if it's min or mino, it's mutter, even if it's, what's it called, more than shishim, because it's what's it called, it's more than shishim of Isser, because it's, like Rav Shimon, that chametz is mutter. Really, nikar adin. It's only a knas. And we'll see, by Taruvus, they didn't ask. Rashi. Rav Shimon, we Rashi here. Yeah. So that's the three-way machlokas. Rav, Shmuel, and Rabbi Yochanan. Okay? And now, tomorrow, we're going to see what the halacha is, who the halacha is like. But that's the three-way machlokas, and that's the svaras of the machlokas in our way. Right. That it's mutter no matter what, because they all the Gershon. Yeah.